Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today we're going to talk about Donald Trump. That always gets a lot of interest. And I'm talking to a man who I've known a long time. He has a lot of credibility. And when he told me that the Lord told him that Donald Trump would get the nomination, and this was like months ago, I said, I need to interview you. So you're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome to my friend and my guest, Frank Amedia, who we have known mainly through our mutual interest and love in Israel, and we've just kind of kept in touch. And then you told me this amazing thing about Donald Trump. Tell me what it was that the Lord told you, and when did this happen?
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you inviting me today, and it's an honor to be on your program. Last summer, as I was praying about the presidential election, and I was a bit challenged because of a prior relationship with the Bush family, also with Jeb Bush as the governor of Florida, some understandings and knowledge of Rubio. We had Huckabee in the election. We had Ted Cruz that was rising as a star. And, of course, we loved him from the conservative and still do, the conservative right. I really was not even thinking about Donald Trump as being a serious candidate. And the Lord spoke very clearly to me, and he said to me, this man is going to win the nomination, and I want you to be ready to serve my cause when I call you.
Well, that's amazing because, Frank, even with all my respect of you, if you told me that last summer, I would have said, you know, what have you been eating? Are you eating pizza right before you go to bed? It just seemed absolutely impossible because right out of the chute, he started saying things that all the pundits say, oh, this has just ended his career politically.
You're correct. And I think that that, above all, Stephen, proves that the Lord's hand is in this. Only God can take imperfection and use someone like me, and I won't speak for you, but maybe the vast majority of those who are listening, and be able to somehow mold us into a victory in his name. In this instance, it's not because Donald Trump has heralded his faith or the name of God, but the Lord has put his favor upon him. And how amazing it is that the favor of God can overcome so many mistakes, so many bumbles, so many things that otherwise we would think would destroy somebody in business, destroy them in politics, destroy them in relationships. But yet it's very evident it was the will of the Lord to do this, and here we sit now.
Well, I want to drill down and find out more about what you believe about that, but it's just interesting that the day we're recording this is the day the news came out that he has officially received the 1,238 delegates he needs to get the nomination. Now, of course, with the podcast, it'll be online basically forever, and who knows when anybody will download it and listen to it, but I want to put in that disclaimer that it's just interesting that today, the day we're talking about Donald Trump, he cinched the nomination, so to speak. So let's talk about how you're seeing God's plans and purposes, because, you know, the fact that he has gotten the nomination, and you were saying this, of course, it's not like you decided to say it this morning. That gives me a lot of credibility. But this is not about Frank Amedia. It's not even about what you felt in your spirit, because a lot of us who try to follow the Lord, we will feel things in our spirits of different kinds of things. And then we find out later that it's like that scripture in 1 Corinthians 13 that says, now we see through a glass darkly. You know, it's hard for us to really always know what the Lord is saying in a clear way. But in this instance, you're right. So tell me what you see the Lord doing now with Donald Trump.
If I might, Stephen, I just gave a message that'll be released on our national program next week. But I just gave a message how that there is a breaker anointing that's been released in the earth and also in the heavenlies. And if we could see into the heavenlies right now, we would see a skirmish going on that I believe is the beginnings of the preparation of the way of the coming of the Lord. And this breaker anointing is manifesting in so many different facets on earth today. One of them is the political realm. One of them is right here in the United States. And I perceive that Donald Trump has been raised up with that breaker anointing to just begin to crush all of the strangleholds that have been placed upon this country. And let's face it, this country influences the world. And the positions that he's taken, albeit in maybe not quite the personality that you and I would walk out into, is accomplishing in smashing a lot of what were established norms and are established norms that haven't been very effective at all in serving the principles of the kingdom of God. At this point, it's very clear as far as I'm concerned. I, for one, cannot support a Democratic platform that has lit up the White House in the gay colors of a rainbow that was given as a covenant of our God that he would forever keep us in his eyesight here on this earth. I cannot support a platform that supports abortion. I'm very, very staunch on pro-life. I cannot support a platform that is willing to negotiate and trade away Israel. I was quite excited and quite moved by the fact that he made his policies clear at AIPAC, that he believed that Israel should always be a sovereign nation, that we should always stand in strength with them, that they should never be forced to go to the table to negotiate a third-party agreement, that they should have a say-so, that anybody who will not rebuke or repent of a condition that the Jews or Israel should be destroyed should be taken seriously, that the embassy should be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, acknowledging it as the eternal capital. These things are very important. And Steve, I know our hearts are knit on this because you and I came together at the wall, together worshiping at Simchat Torah. I'll never forget it, at 7 a.m. in the morning, and you had on your New York Yankees ball cap sitting right next to a rabbi with both of you having your hands on the wall and worshiping. I think that's embedded in my vision the rest of my life.
And it's embedded in mine, too. And, of course, they want you to wear a head covering. And that's all I had. And I actually inquired of some people, and they said it was fine.
I loved it. I loved it.
And I'll remember that forever as well. But let's talk about Donald Trump, because I was with you just a couple of days ago out on the West Coast, and we were at a meeting of Hispanic leaders. And because one of the issues that Donald Trump became known for very, very early was his strong stand about immigration, which the Hispanic community roundly condemned. So what is Donald Trump going to have to do to win over the Hispanic vote?
Stephen, I'm not in a position to opine on what might happen politically as pertains to a voter bloc. What I can say to you is that I have been given access with respect as a liaison, a volunteer liaison, just to submit what we believe would be a path to consider Christian policy. What is our perception? What is our attitude? What is important to us? On that basis, my hope is this. We were very encouraged, myself, Sid Roth, Rick Joyner, Herman Martyr, Mario Bramnick, all in a meeting that the Lord allowed me to convene with Mr. Trump in Trump Towers a few weeks back. And we specifically spoke to this issue. And we were able to watch his face. We were able to read his heart. And he was very moved with compassion for what he called the good immigrants, those that are not criminals, those that are not threatening our society. And he said, this is a big problem. This is something that we have to figure out how to solve it. And he listened to us when we said, you know, here's the dilemma. We have families that are separated. We have churches that are divided. This is a big issue. It's a big issue as pertains to how the Lord looks upon it. And we felt encouraged as we came out of that meeting that he was willing to listen to reason and to some suggestions about how to solve that. So I believe that, first of all, that is part of the Lord's heart. And you and I know that the alternative is no better. We certainly are looking at what the Democratic platform has not done. You might recall, Stephen, that in 2007, when then Mr. Obama was running, Senator Obama, he promised the Hispanic people that in his first 100 days, he would solve the immigration problem. The Democrats had the presidency. They had both houses of Congress. We all were excited. We had a lot of anticipation for that single purpose, and nothing happened. For 2 years, they held that power. nothing happened. My concern is that it's not appropriate to make the Hispanic immigration, and let's talk about the Asian immigration, which are dear friends and that we're speaking to, anybody on the immigrant basis, to make them pawns for politics when an election cycle comes. I believe that as men of God and women of God, we have a chance and an opportunity to speak into his voice, into the Republican platform, and ask for real action for immigration reform, and in that, that we can give valid, reasonable reasons why there can be something other than packing people into buses, sending them across a border, and then allowing them a path back in. Maybe that door doesn't have to be a swinging door across the border. Maybe it's a swinging door in and out of the appropriation immigration processes. I don't know, but I believe that that is the solution, and I believe it serves the Hispanic population the best.
You know, you mentioned that meeting that you had, and I've had occasion to talk to one of the other people in the meeting. It did seem very hopeful. But, you know, the evangelical community, by and large, did not back him, at least in the early stages. And then we started reading about polling that some people were starting to put their support behind him. But mainly, you know, Bible-believing, church-going Christians tended to support some of those candidates that you mentioned earlier. What is Donald Trump going to have to do to win these people over other than being the non-Hillary Clinton candidate?
Well, I understand that. And, you know, first and foremost, my prayer is this, Stephen. I spoke to you some months back and to many of our mutual friends who were adamant, strong Senator Cruz supporters, and you know that I respect that man tremendously. I respect his father as a pastor. I respect his core belief structure. I agree with his core belief structure. But I was willing to ask God and to say, Lord, you tell me, you speak to me. And I'm not going to tell you I was anybody any special than anybody else. I didn't like the answer I got at first. I wasn't sure that I wanted to hold myself back to be in a position to speak into the heart of this man. But I did because the Lord spoke to me. And I think it's in anything that we do as Christians, we need to ask him first and foremost, what is your will, Lord? Not what is my perception because of consensus. Let me not go because of a label someone has put on somebody else. And I think that that's where the validity of his election will gain more strength with the ecumenical, with the Christian conservative basis, is hearing from the Lord. Second, what does it mean for Christian principles? Well, I have to tell you, we're under attack. You know we're under attack. I am assured. And the other point that Mr. Trump made to myself and these pastors and to many pastors that have begun to speak out now is he is going to be an ardent supporter of Christianity, holding on to the tenets of the First Amendment, and he's going to begin to unwind things as he can himself that have been based upon and coming against the church and the persecution of the church. I think as Christians, we need to look at that because the church is under attack. It's under attack. Attack from the left, it's under attack from politics, it's under attack at our Supreme Court level. We need Supreme Court justices who are going to uphold the First Amendment. They're not going to legislate law, and we need a Congress that's going to work with the president to legislate law, and we need Supreme Court justices who are going to have a heart and a fear for God. I believe that's what the man's going to bring to the table, certainly more so than anything else, and I think every Christian needs to look at it that way.
I agree with you entirely, and I know that Barack Obama reached out to the Christian community because I was actually in one of the meetings that he convened, and he said very conciliatory things. But he and his administration and others, it's almost as if they're doing everything they can to remake America in their image, and their image is some radical left agenda that is not only very different from what you and I believe, but actually penalizes people like us, and even to some extent criminalizes some of what we do, in the sense of if people have to pay penalties or even go to jail just for speaking up on their beliefs, beliefs that are biblical and not politically correct. And Donald Trump, if anything, is not politically correct. And in my opinion, it's not that he's a bad man or anything like that. It's just that he doesn't fit into our paradigm of what the perfect leader is. So I was just very intrigued when you told me that you felt that the Lord told you that he would get the nomination. So as Bill O'Reilly would say, I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, thank you, first of all, Steve, for what you do, for what you've been a voice into the nation and actually into the world for years. I respect you so much for that. I honor you as a man of God, and I honor you as a friend. I'm so honored to call you my friend, and I trust you as a friend. And I'm going to end it with this. I am not telling you that I understand how this final election is going to turn out. I am not ashamed to tell you that I cannot support Hillary Clinton and the Democratic platform that is so opposed to the things that are fundamental to what we are. And if it would be a continuation of the last 8 years, my God, I don't know what would happen after that. I believe we need to pray harder than ever. I believe we need to fast harder than ever. And I believe that we need to be a unified voice. If I could say anything at all, we need to be a unified voice in the Christian community, not denominational, not with our own ambitions, not with our own agendas. We need to be a unified voice that's based on the doctrines of what we know must happen for this country to stay under the favor of God. And with that, I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
And I'm going to thank you and thank my listeners for listening to this edition of the Strang Report here on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.